Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Oh, shit. I was just talking to my sister, mm-hmm. and I was like, please, like, I know you don't have the money to visit me right now, but, like,
yeah.
please, if you're going to visit, like, do it somewhere between January and the end of April, because uh-huh. everywhere the rest of the U.S. is fucking garbage, and yeah. it's fucking amazing here, January
through
April.
That's fair. I think my favorite month might be probably December. Like, I just,
really?
I love Christmas.
Huh.
Uh-huh. I love Christmas.
That's fascinating.
I feel like I'm a better person in December.
That's fascinating considering... The fact that, like, I don't know, I just never viewed any part of California particularly Christmassy.
Back home, it's like, it would always be overcast and rainy mm-hmm. and kind of...
That's what I mean.
Just kind of, like, dark enough.
Yeah, dark enough to be like, it's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely cold enough to feel like Christmas. You know? Right, everyone's pretty bundled up. But I also like September just because it's, like, my sister's birthday, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But, there's a lot of good songs about September, I feel
Oh,
like.
Man. Wake Me Up When September Ends, Green Day, am I right?
Earth, Wind & Fire, September.
Oh, man.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, that being said, welcome to Fuck This Place.
Welcome to Fuck This Place, guys.
With Chase and Nick.
Chase and Nick.
And only Chase and Nick.
Just us.
We had a guest who had to cancel last minute, but you know what? The show must go on.
We got to keep doing it, no matter what.
So we're going to go through, we have a couple, we're going to obviously... For those who, this is like, if this is your first podcast mm-hmm. of ours listening, welcome, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, welcome. Hey, thanks for showing up.
We generally have
like
guests.
Our guest.
We generally have... We generally will have a guest in the loose structure of the podcast.
Yeah.
Our first segment is a segment we like to call Fuck This Place?
Fuck This Place?
? Where we look at job postings and decide whether we work there or not.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we also have another write-in.
Yeah, very excited about that.
So we have a third,
technically.
Technically, it's our third write-in. Yeah, yeah. It's our second text write-in.
Nice.
I'm glad you're getting the history of what we've been doing. So we're going to do Fuck This Place.
Yeah, Fuck This Place.
And we have three postings from an area mm-hmm. of indeterminate geography.
We don't want to say where...
Because listen, if I say it's from Asheville, North Carolina, and then our next comic isn't even from Asheville, they're going
to
be like, that was the motherfucker who stood him up. And the truth is, everyone has scheduling issues.
Yeah, everyone's got problems. And if you want to know who it was, just text me.
Yeah, text 470-BAD-JOBS. And we'll text you. That's, by the way, the number you can text if you want to write in. So we're going to look at... all three postings?
I guess, yeah. I'm into that. Why not? We got the time now.
All right, so we have three titles that we're going to look at here, and we're going to decide which one we're going to look at first. First one is German Shepherd Puppy Trade for Handyman Work.
Mm.
Number two is Writing a Table Book on Assholes,
uh-huh.
which I'm feeling like that one might be first. Mm-hmm. And the last one is Athletes Wanted. I would like to read the asshole ones.
Yeah, let's read the assholes.
Okay, great. So... okay, so we are met, again, the title is Writing a Table Book on Assholes, mm-hmm. which, just describe to me what a table book is in your mind.
I think you go in and there's just like a room with like a small table. It's got like some, like maybe a couple copies of Rolling Stone magazine.
Sure.
Got, you know.
You're thinking of a dentist office.
Well,
or a cool dentist office.
Something akin to that, but in someone's house.
Okay, got it. Yes.
You know, like they have like... I don't want to say like a nook, but they have like something like a little area uh-huh. that people just kind of sit and chat. No TV in that room.
Yeah.
No TV.
This is the naming. Yeah. My parents have a living room.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes like you would call, I don't know what each room is. We have a room with a television in it. Uh-huh. And then there's this other room where there's where there's a coffee table in front of a couch.
We have that. Back when my parents had that, and growing up, there was the room that had the TV, and there's like a fireplace in that room, very nice room. And then like the other room just had like we had our computer in there, like
our family computer
in there.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And then now everyone's got six computers that they own personally, or whatever.
Correct.
You know, it feels
you could
like.
Call it the family room.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And so now that's like where my nephew takes his domain, I guess. Like, he just, like, he's got all his toys. And,
So it's just that room.
Yeah.
Where people do hang out.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that was, like...
Well, great. We have the same definition then.
Yeah. That room, and there's, like, a little table, some magazines, a couple of books. You know what? There's going to be, like, an autobiography of, like, Muhammad Ali. Something very general.
Or, like, just, like, a picture book of, like, Yosemite or something.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. That's what I'm thinking for it. Yeah.
Okay, great. I would call that a coffee table book rather than just a table book. But that's fine.
But this guy's already... His book on assholes.
Yeah, writing a table book on assholes. And then we are immediately met with a photo of Rick and Morty from the cartoon Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Which I have not actually watched.
I watch it. I love the show. I think it's so good.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though, and this is not...
Yep. I know
it's
where
not
we're going
encompassing
here.
Yep. All of them, but... People who like Rick and Morty often suck.
People who are very vocal about writing.
Yeah, they can really, they are obnoxious.
Yeah, we all saw, did you see that when the Szechuan chicken, we were flipping their shit when they had the flavor, like the sauces at McDonald's and they ran out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway, this guy's a dick for sure, or an idiot. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. And then, okay, so right after the, so there's not like any context for this.
Mm-mm.
Like,
I guess
there
because
an episode?
No, I guess because Rick and Morty can be perceived as assholes at
Are
times.
Are they?
Rick is. But I mean, Morty can be when you push him.
Well, then
him,
you should have just had a picture of Rick, my guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then after the title, it says, so the title says again, writing a table book on assholes, and then immediately the text just says, yes, I am.
This guy seems great.
Yeah, like motherfucker.
Like, I like click this, like, no. He wouldn't.
There's no way he could.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, yes, I am. Fuck you. It
also
says,
not capitalized.
Not capitalized, but it's very like, I get it. It's that understated, like, motherfucker, like, I'm so cool. Like, yeah Beyonce doesn't capitalize her name.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to. But that's Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you would like to tell your story on how you became or were born, though that seems a bit ridiculous, an asshole. Period. That's the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
If you would like to tell your story on how you became or were born an asshole. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Also, asshole is $2 signs in the S's.
Maybe he thought it would get flagged if he put it there, even though he already put it somewhere else.
Oh, can you not swear on Craigslist?
I think you totally can. I just think that's what this guy thinks.
He's just dumb. Okay, got it. And then it says, whether it... I think what he went to do was a comma. I'm the bit of the grammar Nazi here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether it was because you moved to this city or surrounding area, or you have lived here your entire life, I'm looking for roughly 100 people who may or may not want to be in a published book. May or may not want to be in a published book. Do not know what that means.
Yeah.
If it even gets... Oh, okay. Then there's a parenthesis. If it even gets published, though it has a small advance, .. from no one I even know, personally, that is...
Who is he winking at someone in this post? Who is this? Who's supposed to be reading this? That like, he means me.
I really hate, you know, this is the way this guy talks.
Oh, absolutely.
And I hate it.
Yeah. This guy,
I really don't.
This
like
guy
it.
Definitely owns a polo shirt.
You think so? A polo shirt?
A polo shirt and probably wears it with like some like shorts that barely get to his knees in a way that feels like he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I was thinking about, you know, that the Tonya Harding movie? I think it's called Tonya. I, Tonya? The guy who is the total fucking idiot. The friend.
Okay, yeah.
The friend of it. Like, he has this, like, super weird monotone.
Yeah,
he, like, talks about how great he is. Anyway, that guy. That's that's the syntax we're dealing with.
This guy, to me, is like a guy you see at the bar who's always asking why they can't sit where behind the ropes. You know, like he's just like, well, we'll just sit over there. And they're like, no, that's roped off because
for whatever reason,
you know, it's just like a guy who just feels entitled to, you know,
to all things.
And I have just like this. I hate the idea of people that are proud of being an asshole.
I hate it
so much.
Hate it.
Like, because me, in my life, I am an asshole.
Sure.
I can be an asshole, and I hate that about myself. Uh-huh. And it's a flaw.
Uh-huh.
And it's something I try to work on. I try to be more patient with people.
For sure.
It's like, but the people who, like, wear it, like, it's just like, that's just the way I am. It's like, oh, I guess the world just got to deal with you then, huh?
Like,
sucks for the world.
That means the way you are, but, like, all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here. We're not here.
It's just,
I am also a grouchy, curmudgeonly fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not an asshole, mm-hmm. but certainly a massively cynical.
Yeah.
And I have been trying for years to rid myself of it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get, you know, it's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for fuck's sake, try to be around other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it says, you will tell your side of the story. No one, hold on a second, let's back up. He said that, we got to get back to this published advance thing. It says, even if it even gets published, though it has a small advance from no one I even know, personally that is, meaning this person is weirdly bragging mm-hmm. about the fact that he got a book advance mm-hmm. from a pseudo, like what a normal person would get a book advance from someone they don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Like a normal author. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's not my dad, if that's what you're
Yes, correct. Okay, good. I just wanted to double back on that. You will tell your side of the story, no one to even discuss any other side. Yeah, he puts that in as like it's a benefit. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, like don't worry. We're not interested in the truth. We're interested. Middle ground here.
I'm definitely not a journalist.
Yeah. Well, back to that, like published by someone I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, bud, you're also asking for stories from people you don't know.
Correct.
You're also, it sounds like everyone else is doing all this for you.
I was going to say, you sound like the greatest asshole of all because you have so far not written a single word to
yeah.
this book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you'll tell your side of the story, no one even to discuss the other side, mm-hmm. and have a photo taken if you desire. Yes, professionally.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go ahead and call bullshit on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is not
uh-huh.
no goddamn way there's a professional photographer hanging out around this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Because photographers are freelance, so they don't have to work for you. Mm-mm. They can just work for someone else.
Yeah.
And if you have a friend who's taking photos, I said photos, mm-hmm. you're not a professional. Okay.
Let's see these photos.
Okay. It may or may not be published.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Cool. Okay.
You get $0, but beers and whatnot.
Oh, beers and whatnot.
Whatnot.
Oh, shit. Is that just like whatever else he happens to have when you're around?
Just like, oh, I got these keychains.
Yeah. You want some licorice?
Licorice. I have licorice, keychains, and like, uh-huh. well, you already used half of this yeah. liquid plumber,
yeah, yeah,
but the other half you could probably use.
I got Boondock Saints on DVD. You want to watch that?
Not Blu-ray. It's a regular DVD. Yeah. Yeah. So I assume they mean drugs, whatnot. They want us to think you're gonna like smoke me out. Or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, cool, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool. You don't have the nuts to say 420 friendly, which people say in regular Craigslist ads all the time. Okay, again, he really wants to iterate. It may or may not one day sit on someone's table. Who knows? All perspective. No big deal. I mean, technically, we're all assholes to a certain extent. F it. Bro?
Dude, this guy sucks, dude. This guy sucks so hard.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And it's like, dude, for being like this asshole you think you are, you're actually kind of lax about a lot of like stuff. All perspective, no big deal. I mean, we're all assholes. I mean, fuck it. Like, just like, what?
If you are in fact an asshole, you're awful at claiming it.
Uh-huh.
And you can't even make a potty word.
No.
You can't even say
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
F it.
You can't even like F star K it.
No,
like,
F, he said literally F and then dash it.
F dash it.
I think this person is not an asshole.
Yeah. I think this is maybe a kind fellow. Maybe yeah. a bit lonely.
This is a kindly, lonely man. Gotta be a man.
Gotta be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kindly.
Although I would believe that like a girl would have a hard time trying to figure out what an asshole is like. Like that was like oh true yeah. like the type of asshole this person is perceiving mm. trying to be
uh-huh.
It's like it'd be kind of funny to think like what like a girl's like what would he say? You know,
yeah, it does sound
he
like
would probably say like fuck it no that's too harsh.
It does sound you're right, it does sound a little bit like a robot or a completely uninformed person
uh-huh.
doing like what if Matthew McConaughey was an asshole?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like big deal, I mean, you know what I mean, like we're all assholes.
I hear my brother say this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay. Then it says anyways.
sorry about all that up there.
Anyways, hit me up. I have a small, stupid questionnaire at the end of the post. Oh, we got to look at this.
Oh, dude.
This is only for me to know you are too legit to quit. Again, bro.
Dude, Dude, man. Okay.
This guy, I mean, again.
JV water polo team for sure.
This guy sounds like a straight up loser.
This guy's fucking whack, dude.
Never met an asshole in his life. He's actually just trying to meet assholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next step would be a detailed interview or whatever. Is it? Is it an interview? Do you want to interview me? I will also make sure we.
It's like, next is a blood test, if you want. What?
A blood test. Okay, I will also make sure we interview in the middle of traffic time, you know, to get you in the mood and all that shit.
Oh my God. Wait a second. Read the end. Chase, read the end. Cheers.
Melissa!
Cheers, Melissa!
No!
It was a girl!
No! No! This is insane! Okay, well, also, I would like to say that gender is a spectrum, so it's entirely possible that Melissa is non-binary or is whatever, but it's a very female-sounding name. It's probably a woman.
Fuck.
Man! Fuck. Bombshell!
Yeah, that was wild.
Wow.
That was wild.
This is a ride. Okay, so we have to look at this Google form. And then we have to look at these other postings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We can't name the place because it gives away where we're
looking. Let's just say that it's a city or town that starts with an A. If I'm from Asheville, this would say Assholes of Asheville.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be Asheville, Assholes of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Assholes of Ashland.
Yeah.
Whatever. Then it gives... Okay, so then... Oh, God, I hate this so much. I hate this so much. Okay. How old are you?
Do you want to take this?
What's up?
Do you want to fill this out?
All right,
Chase is going to do it. Chase is going to do the are you an asshole
survey. How old are you? 26. Oh, man, I just thought I was under 30. I'm not.
That's all good, bro.
Listen to this asshole. She says 25 to 35. Sorry, 25 to 25. 20 to 25. 26 to 30, and then 31 to 40.
Uh-huh. Like, well, the next one is 41 to 111.
Yeah, fuck you.
Uh-huh. One of the choices is fuck time, it's arbitrary.
Yeah, not a fan.
Okay,
not
whack.
A fan. Then it says, how long have you lived in Dimension 35C, a.k.a. and then the town. What the fuck? These answers are super bizarre. And we're going to, I guess we'll screenshot this, and we're going to put this on our Instagram.
Yeah, we just have to blur out certain.
The posting for sure is going to be on Instagram. I guess we'll put part of this quiz up just because I'm so mad. Okay, how long have you lived in Dimension 35C? Then it says, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What? How long is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory amount of time to have lived in a town? Is that... His grandpa, who's been, Grandpa Joe,
is that the length of the film?
60 years, the length of the movie.
Yeah. Then it says last.
An everlasting gobstopper. How long is that?
I don't know, dude. And then the next one says Last of the Mohican. Nix that, Californian. Okay, I'd like to posit that this person is just on drugs.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like this person's on meth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel bad for them now. Then it says, my God, no one knows what answers to pick. Fucking hell. I am going to click that one as my answer.
Uh-huh.
Profession, JK, I don't care unless it pertains to your assholeness. I'm going to leave that. Profession, I'm going to say tour guide. I have been a tour guide in the past. Then what are some of your top asshole qualities? Try and be specific as possible or not.
Uh-huh.
Or not. But think, who the fuck wants to read a book about assholes if it's just one sentence long? Well, I guess it's really based on perspective. Who knows?
What the fuck is this person?
I do not know.
Do you think that this girl's looking for sex and she doesn't know how to ask?
Nope.
Really? This is a lot of personal questions. Like,
if this person was looking for sex, they would at least have one question about being a bad boy instead of being an asshole.
That's fair.
Do you want your photo in the currently unpublished book? Last one. What makes you think you should be in this book? I'm not auditioning for your book, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then it says, I lied. Beer? 420, there we go, for your wasted time.
This person just wants a date.
You think so?
I think this is all, that's all that is at the end.
I think this person's severely lonely, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think this person wants someone to hang out with and did all this just to...
Nah, man, I think this person really wants to write a book. I think that's, to me, the far sadder truth of every single one of these ads is that everyone is rather sincere.
Uh-huh. I guess that's true.
It takes a lot of work to write all this.
Yeah, definitely.
To make a Google form?
Oh, no. This person is a loser. Don't get me wrong. I would say this is probably one of the strangest posts we've ever had.
I think this absolutely is.
That's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty fucking insane.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, that's that. So, fuck this place.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
We couldn't even finish the survey.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, moving on. Oh, we are looking at German Shepherd. Sorry, Shepherd. German classic. Shepherd.
Good old Shepherd. I love them dogs.
German Shepherd puppy trade for handyman work.
Like, look, immediately I am torn between this is horrifying.
Yep.
And also a dream job for me as a child. Like, you're going to pay me in puppies, my guy?
Yeah, that's a good point. That it's like, oh man, I don't even need money.
Yeah.
I just want a puppy.
Just puppies.
I want
that's
hundreds
fine.
Of puppies.
Oh my God.
So let's see if it's, you know, it could be a kid dream job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're immediately met with an image of what looks like a very respectable dining room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say stately. You know, but like this seems like a nice house.
This seems like that would be a good room to have a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of room to party
in
there.
And there's also a fish tank in the dining. It's a dining room slash kitchen, which again, I just think it's respectable. It's nice. There's a refrigerator with absolutely nothing on it, which is a bit of a red flag for me.
Sure.
Because it either means you have no personality or you're scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next photo, which again, these will be on our Instagram, there is...
Various shepherds.
They're various shepherds in like a weirdly designed table of photos. Uh-huh. And then there's only two words. One says Azkaban, which uh-huh. And one says Wolfie. We're assuming that these are...
the parents.
The parents.
Uh-huh.
Or not, because Azkaban has a bunch of... I don't think these are the parents. Because look, oh, these are both mamas. Yeah. Azkaban's a mama. Wolfie's a mama.
Oh, because
we got
okay.
puppies suckling.
Oh, this isn't the same dog?
This is Azkaban underneath one, and one says Wolfie.
But that's
the
like
other.
Obviously both Azkaban.
They both look like the same dog. So we don't know why the words Azkaban or Wolfie are on
this
image.
Think that this is, I think Wolfie's the dad.
Oh, you're saying that the
I
right
think this
side,
is dumb that they have this picture there.
Yeah, you're right. The left side is Azkaban lineage, and the right side is Wolfie lineage.
Yeah, and this is the pictures when she was just got done with labor.
And there's a bunch of dogs in little kiddie pools. So I guess that's what you do with a birthing dog. I've never had a dog birth in my vicinity.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Okay, then there's a photo of this person's. This is the weirdest picture of all. It's just of a yard.
Yeah.
But it does feel weird.
Oh, the yard.
How is that applicable? And then the last picture is.
The babies, like brand new
Brand new, like grains of rice sized puppies. Yeah. Like handheld. And they're each have a name. And I do think it's important for us to read the name. And they are all what appears to be named. After, there's a lot of them that seem to be named after Harry Potter characters.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I've
never read any of the books or seen the movies or anything.
Yeah,
so.
Nick has not seen a single one or read a single one, and that's totally fine, and we respect those boundaries.
Yeah. About dogs, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Harry Potter is about a guy who has way too many German Shepherds, but also needs some handiwork done. It takes him 7 books to get rid of all these dogs.
That's a lot of work.
Okay, so the dog names are Hermione, Helga, Rowena, Jenny, Fleur, Ariana, which not that's not a Harry Potter name. Daphne, not Minerva, that's a Harry Potter name. Draco, which I assume is the female form of Draco, and then Tonks. So I'd say about 70% of those, maybe 60%, those are
Wait,
Harry
is
Potter
Draco
names.
And Tonks Harry Potter characters?
Yes, Draco gotcha. is one of the he's like the anti Harry Potter. He's a Slytherin.
Okay,
yeah,
see,
job.
I know a little bit. I've heard some of that stuff. There.
Okay, so then we'll get him to watch one of these days. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the text begins. I'm a disabled veteran living in Page.
Okay.
I have a 5-acre farm, and there is constant work to do, along with renovating. So far, I don't know that you have a 5-acre farm. I know that you have a dining room and a yard. okay, then it says, things I need done. Fencing, patching, and installing. General handyman work. Putting up lights. Painting rooms inside house. Installing floors. Vinyl plank floors, putting up shelves, painting cabinets, installing backsplash, installing tile, general cleaning up. That last one is the scariest one.
Yeah. Because
this man could be a hoarder to the extreme.
It's also like, how do I like know when I'm done at the end of the day?
Just keep me
for another thing.
Yeah,
that
for
I have
sure.
To do.
Then it says, I have materials and tools. Well,
okay,
you have a farm.
So, yeah.
So that's good. Then it says, disabled veteran paycheck isn't fantastic, so this would be a trade. I think we knew that from the beginning, uh-huh, uh-huh, that there will be a trade.
Uh-huh. For what, sir?
For what exactly? Yeah. I breed healthy, well-bred AKC German Shepherds. I don't know what that means, but I assume that means something.
American
killing
canines.
Canines with a C.
Yeah.
Oh, canine is with a C. Yeah. I'm an idiot. It's just canine with on the side of a cop car. Yeah, says, yeah. Man, I'm dumb. Okay. I breed healthy, well-bred AKC German Shepherds. On February 7th, I had a healthy litter of 13 puppies, 10 females and 3 males, mostly black and tan with a few pure black. I will trade work for a female puppy. Female. So why did you tell me you had 10 females and 3 males if you just want to give up the females?
Oh, fair.
What's up with that?
I don't know. AKC just bragging? Is a, I think it's like they approve like the quality of your dog.
Oh, okay. AKC is a marker, yeah, of how German Shepherd-y it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Okay. I will trade work for female puppy. I have a contract stating this. I
wrote it. It's on the table.
It's a post-it note.
I wrote it. That's my handwriting, and that's my signature at the bottom. So you know.
Yeah, like,
it's official.
Yeah. I have a contract. It was written by me this morning.
And I was wearing a suit when I wrote it.
Every time I write it, I write a brand new one from scratch.
He's got a notepad's got a bunch of torn out papers from all the times.
Well,
he's done
there's
it.
A lot of contracts. Uh-huh. The contract will be enforceable, so you can do work knowing you will receive a puppy. I mean, honestly, like, a little weird, the contract, but at the same time, I do respect that you're trying to be legit.
I can appreciate that for sure. I can appreciate that. It's also, it's weird that he's like implying that while he wouldn't do it, there is a world out there, a scenario where you do all this work and he refuses to give you a dog.
Yeah.
And you go to court and he's like, you're just like, give me a dog.
That's for sure a Judge Judy thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, he promised me a dog. Yeah. And Judge Judy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Give him a dog.
you have 10 dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he give you the dog?
Judge Judy, she would be all like, you know what? Judgment for the plaintiff. You have to give him a dog and then another half a dog for wasting all of our time.
Then it says they'll be ready April 3rd. What does that mean? And and hours have to be completed by then. They'll be ready.
Wait, how many hours again was it? Okay,
we're about to read it. Okay. So the info for the trade is 60 hours.
Okay.
For my German Shepherd puppies with full AKC registration and breeder support for life. I don't know what breeder support for life means. My support? I'm going to give you support? What support does a breeder give?
It's like you call him up, you're like, hey, my dog's sick. And he's like, yeah, that happens.
Or you call him, you're like, is my dog still an AKC certified German Shepherd? Uh-huh. He's like, yes, according to the contract that I just wrote down after you called.
You know what? I was just writing that up right now.
I will get that in the mail ASAP. He just like puts it, he just like stuffs it into like this hole in the fence. Yeah, and he's like, it's in the mail. Okay, then it says, I know this is unconventional, but it's what I got. Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I have done this trade with multiple people before and have 3 workers currently doing this trade. 3 workers. I'm fair and friendly, and people are always happy with my puppies. Then it gives a number to text. Then it says, 60 hours work only. No trading to live here. Yeah, I love this section. This is the like no switcherooskies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No double brewskis.
That's my bed.
It's just that's my bed. Yeah, no trading to live here. No, I only do my project, not hours. No, how about just 30 hours? No parking your RV here.
You hear that, Randy? It's in the contract now. Don't try that again.
I just scribbled it down. So there's a bunch of no-nos. So I get it. This is a non-negotiable contract.
Uh-huh.
And it's 60 hours of work.
You're not allowed to sell animals on Craigslist, right?
Is that it?
I thought you're not allowed to sell animals. I could be wrong. I could be based on nothing. That's just what I thought. But are you allowed to trade animals?
That's a good question. The compensation... In the conversation box, obviously, it says $1,000 equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, he's selling. One could sell an AKC German Shepherd for $1,000.
I believe that German Shepherds are expensive.
German Shepherds are expensive, and they are a great breed of dog.
Absolutely. So
That is for $16 now. An hour, theoretically, if this value is good enough. If I was in high school,
there's a lot of scenarios. I know where you're going. There's a lot of scenarios where I'm saying yeah to this.
Yeah.
Like,
I would consider it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, again, German Shepherds, you got to train the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
But they're very well-behaved dogs once you train them.
Yeah. Yeah, I
think
they're
super high energy.
Yeah, I was going to say that the energy thing is like...
But if I was
He can do it because he has a million acres or whatever, yeah.
Well, if you're in a place that... If you're living in this similar town to where this guy lives, you're obviously going to be close enough
some
theoretical
land.
Farms or land. But yeah, I would love to have a high energy dog that with a lot of space for them to do stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I would never get one in Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, totally. Not at all.
Can't handle it.
I'm going to say yeah. Like, there's more, man.
The work, I'm curious about the work. Very curious about the work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, it could be like, yeah, I just need some home repairs and stuff done. Uh-huh. But like, it could also just be like, I have a crop of corn. He's got three
people. I need you to kill a man.
Yeah. And he's got like, I don't doubt this person will give you this puppy.
Yeah.
I do think that he's going to do that.
Yeah, totally.
But as far as the work goes, you could be digging graves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. You could be burying the body of the last guy you hired.
Oh, my God.
That's how he does it. Yep.
And him with his puppy.
Yeah.
He gave him the puppy and then killed him.
Yeah.
In the grave.
Mm-hmm. They're both in there. Yep. It's like, also, painting rooms inside the house. It's just this thing where...
Here's the thing for me. I just don't want to talk to you. I feel like I'm gonna get close to you, and I feel like I'm gonna hear stuff about you, and I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, now that you say that, I definitely get those vibes where he wants to talk to you all day.
Like here's a stupid as fuck move I made one time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a person that like I already knew. My wife and I, we got married right after, and I'm talking right the fuck after, we went back to this like grad school that we ended up dropping out of. It's a long story.
Yeah.
But we immediately went back, and we were so fucking broke. We didn't take a honeymoon or anything, and we went back about a couple weeks early to go back to this stupid fucking grad school. And one of the teachers there was like, she'd been there forever. She's like an old lady. And she was like, you all can come and like help clean out one of my rental apartments or whatever.
Because she'll like rubbing her hands together all like weird menacingly. Yeah.
And you'll we got paid decent money for it, you know, like, but like we also had to be there with her the whole time. And her place was
she's
so
just
full
kinda
of
like,
all this weird
like
shit.
Breathing on the back of your neck.
Yeah. We just had to talk to, and like, again, I don't mind her as a person. Like I generally felt like she was fine. But the fact that I had to talk to her and be with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
she's like flicking
about
your earlobe a little bit from behind you.
Yeah, just like right behind you, like blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I just had to hear about like how she lived through the 70s and shit. I just didn't want to do it.
She opened with that.
I mean, honestly,
70s was wild.
We
guys.
I will say we listened to the records, a bunch of records, and we listened to the Priscilla Queen of the Desert soundtrack, which is a fucking phenomenal disco soundtrack.
Okay,
it's got the Village People Go West on it. It's like one of the. It's such a great song.
Okay,
anyway.
So this lady's not all bad.
No. I'm not saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like she was even like a medium person, and I still was like,
it's me
fuck.
That's making her weird. I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. My
no,
bad.
No, no,
my
no.
bad.
She was weird, bro. Okay. I went to an art school. She was teaching at this art school. We had to like
big flowy dresses all the time.
No, she's not that one. She's not that person. She's a mover. She's a movement person.
Oh, okay.
So she's very
dressed
into,
like
standing up straight. Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Got it.
And like, but she had a bunch of masks. You know.
Oh,
what I mean?
like she was wearing while she was talking to you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No.
Like, I'm going to talk to you as a character, Pietro. like God of Mischief or whatever.
Yeah, she had like all these Balinese masks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I'm just saying, like, she was theoretically like a person I wouldn't mind being around for periods of time.
Got it.
And I still was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So this guy?
Yeah, no, definitely.
I don't think definitely. So. So, I mean, again, if I really wanted a dog. I really want a dog, and I was in like high school or college or something.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't do this. I would never do this. I've not gotten a dog ever since I had a dog as a family dog, because I've realized that I don't want a dog and I don't want to devote the time to a dog. So like, fuck this place on every level. Then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm with you that I'm not going to do it right now.
I'm not going to do it, but honestly, it doesn't seem like that bad of a deal.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay, last posting for today, and then we'll get to our write-in, is Athletes Wanted. And I will say that the Craigslist postings that we've had today, very photo-rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this one also has photos. And then it says, this first photo is obvious of like one of those like, it's definitely one of those like African trees, you know, uh-huh, like I want to say like a
trees from the Lion King.
Yeah, it's one of those Lion King trees. It's not like really big, but it's like those ones that are like kind of flat. Anyway, who gives a shit?
Kind of like mushroom shaped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll know what I'm. It's a Lion King tree. I feel like you nailed it. And then above it, there's text that says, "Don't wait for inspiration, be the inspiration,
bitch."
Which I hate a lot. Really, really hate that. And then there's several more photos. And
well, like, okay, I love this. Okay, so it's like, yeah, it's okay, the we're be the inspiration post. Yeah. Like, it's like the rising sun, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's like, and the very next photo is one football player just starching another football player. I mean, just laying this guy out. And let me add, this is not a tackle. This is a picture of a football player, a Florida Gator, literally punching another football player in the face so hard that that man is now dead. Just, I mean, just a. I'm really excited for people to see this picture because he is just fucking obliterating this guy with a punch.
Versus horizontal.
Yeah, in the air, horizontal.
And he's been punched
in
the chest.
And it's so hard his helmet has come off.
Yeah, dude, this person's eating shit.
Uh-huh. Be the inspiration,
like
my guy.
Like everyone in this picture has CTE.
Yeah.
Like, the guy who's getting punched for sure has it, and the guy who's punching definitely has it because he's just punching that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so, shit.
The next picture is a guy dumbbell lift bench pressing, incline bench pressing, screaming to while bench pressing pretty heavy dumbbells.
Yeah.
In a smoky room.
Surrounded by vape smoke.
Yeah. Just
and this guy is cut like a motherfucker.
Yeah. This guy is super shredded.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So that's the third picture. Yeah. Not much there, but.
Yeah.
And then the next picture is a girl. Who looks like she's just finished running a marathon of sorts.
Yeah, for sure.
And she is exhausted.
Yeah. She's given like a big, her mouth is open. She's like looking up. She looks like she can barely stand.
Yeah, yeah. She's just crossed the finish line.
For sure. And then the
last one is a different football player. This is at practice. He's not wearing any pads. He's just sitting on the side of the track, drenched in his own sweat. And it looks, I know that's his sweat, but it looks like he peed himself.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to say for the record that layout photo, I laughed. I would say that is Chase's top laugh. Yeah. The previous 50 pounds of doo-doo from what's his name?
Jason Webb? Jake Solomon.
From Jake Solomon. Uh-huh. That was pretty hardcore. But this one, my throat hurts, like strained. Yeah, yeah, I don't mean like my voice. I mean like the muscles in my throat hurt from scream laughing.
Yeah.
But I do want to look at this last picture. Uh-huh. This guy's wearing a gray shirt, and it really does look like he pissed his pants.
Yeah.
And it's like the nastiest looking shirt because
it's
of how
gross.
Much sweat is on there. And he looks utterly defeated.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like you remember in the original Rocky movie, the way 70s Rocky dressed in like 70s sweat.
Gray
outfits?
Sweats.
Yeah. It's
everything.
It just looks like poor quality gray sweat.
For sure. From like the year 2006, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then it says, Athletes Wanted. We are specifically searching for former athletes who are looking for a lucrative job opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. You know better than anyone the hard work and dedication that it takes to be successful. Some companies might not value that, but we do.
Uh-huh.
We get it. You have an edge on everyone else because of your athletic background. You're tougher. You understand teamwork, sacrifice, and focus. Those are valuable qualities to us. What are we doing?
Dairy Queen doesn't get you. We get you. Bank jobs don't get you.
We get you. Then it says, you get paid for training. It's $25,000 25,000K base, which I assume that means like yearly,
uh-huh.
to start with performance pay on top of it. So that's like the bulk of your pay, obviously.
Sure, obviously.
Opportunity for rapid advancement and movement into management roles. This is a 100,000K per year job. We're looking for people that are coachable and ready to learn. We supply the rest. Call for more details. And then it lists the phone number. And that's the ad.
This, man, this is just getting yelled at and made to feel awful. There's no way. This isn't a guy who's just making you feel like shit. This, like, you're tougher.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm a gym rat. And I'm not.
For sure.
Like ashamed to say that at all, because I just know that there's like a stigma about like gym people.
Sure.
Like, and I see it. I go to a boxing gym in town, and there are those like alphas walking around that just shit on each other.
Yes.
That just make each other feel awful for not being able to push their bodies past their physical limits.
Yeah. Just like, and break yourself.
Yeah. And it's just like,
to lift this thing.
Yeah. And like there's something like that's at all what fitness is supposed to be.
For sure.
And so I just, this guy just.
Yeah. This person is definitely like, I want former football players because they're used to getting yelled at.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want people that I can emotionally manipulate into breaking their bodies.
Absolutely.
Yes. I hate this so much. Yes. I hate this guy so much.
Yeah, this is a terrible person. It's obviously sales.
Yeah,
obviously.
100%.
But it's in one of those stupid fucking sales things where, like, here's the deal with sales. You're either cut out for it or you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you have
a certain type of animal.
It's a certain kind of mentality that you're just 100%. Like, I can do this. Whatever. And, like, honestly, if you're listening to this podcast, you know.
Yeah.
You know it already, whether you are or not. Like, you just think, oh, I could do that.
Uh-huh.
And if you think, oh, I could do that, you probably can.
Yeah.
And if you think, I probably couldn't do that, well, guess what? You probably can't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, this is definitely like one of those sales places where like everybody comes into like a room, like, we're doing our sales meeting to start the day off. Uh-huh. And they listen to the fucking loud music, like jump around and shit, like, we're fucking meeting our numbers today. And then you have to constantly go out and watching
like Wolf of Wall Street.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then you have to fucking crush the worst, most unsellable fucking bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of a protein powder that also makes people's stomachs hurt.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I actually, maybe this is a story for another time, but for one day, I worked at a call center that was selling like Vegas vacations.
Okay.
And one day, because it's commission only, you just show up and the phones are there. And like, I swear to fucking God, this kid in like a Lakers jersey and flip flops is like, let me get you started, bro. Like, you've been listening to sales like texts or whatever. Uh-huh. And in the room, there's three posters. One, as soon as you open the door, there's a poster that says it's that pyramid with the eye on it dollar sign,
like the Illuminati thing.
And it says greed is good.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the other two posters, one is the Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
And the other one is Scarface. And I was like, sick dorm room, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway, I made zero sales. I was there for 5 hours. I'm not really a sales guy. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, me
neither. Sorry, bud.
Me neither. When I was working at the grocery store, I used to just give stuff away all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even sell stuff that people were ready to buy.
Yeah.
I just can't rip people off.
Yeah, so, I mean, fuck this place.
Yeah, fuck this place.
Hey, what's up,
guys?
What's up, everybody? Wanted to remind you that you can text.
Give us a shout, guys.
You can give us a shout in a voicemail or text.
At 470-BAD-JOBS.
You, like, while you're listening to this, you can be like, I'm listening to your fucking bumper ad for your own podcast.
You're at work right now. Your boss is yelling at you. And you know what? Because you're listening to this podcast, fuck your boss.
Yeah, for sure. Just start texting right then.
Yeah, right now. Pull out your phone right now in front of your boss right now. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah, just do
it. You look him right in the eyes. You text 470-BAD-JOBS.
And you say, I'm texting a podcast called Fuck This Place. You know who I'm texting.
And he's going to be like, oh, no.
And you know who I'm texting about?
Yeah. Please, like, not me.
Or he'll be like, I'm such a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
That could happen. We you know, managers are welcome to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think they'll like it, but yeah.
I don't think they're going to like it, but what if you're not a bad manager?
Uh-huh. Then I never met you.
Yeah, but either way. so, you know, you can text or again, leave a voicemail.
470-BAD-JOBS, guys. Again, 470-BAD-JOBS.
That's the way it is. So thank you so much, and back to the show?
Back to the show.
So we have our second text, third write-in.
Oh, man. Loving it.
Loving it.
Loving it.
By the way,
keep them coming, guys.
Keep them coming.
We're going to read them.
We're going to read them. And this write-in comes from Philip. And just so everybody
knows. Shout out to Philip.
You know, I, when I when they text us the info, I say, you know, give us a name or an anonymous name. So Philip may or may not be this person's actual name, but that's who we are calling Philip. Just recently started listening to the podcast, which thank you so much for taking a chance on us.
Thank you very, very much.
And I usually listen to podcasts while I'm cleaning at my current job. Big fans of you doing your job, listening to this podcast called Fuck This Place. Big fan. But I have a lot of stories from previous jobs that y'all would love. So here's one. While I was working at a McDonald's in Saginaw, Texas. Okay.
All right. I didn't know that was a word.
You know, I did, as a person who's from North Carolina, that word did not cause me any pause whatsoever.
Okay. That's the first time I've ever heard that word.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I heard the word Saginaw, but I've heard weird fucking words before of like town names that just sound like.
This is fun if he made up that town too. Like, that's not his real name. This isn't the real town.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, if you text us a made up story, like, we might read it too. If it sounds real enough, I don't give a fuck. We'll talk about it. 470 bad jobs. Okay. While I was working at a McDonald's in Saginaw, Texas, I had been working at for a couple months at this point. There was this female manager named Timothy. Really? I'm sure that
that's another phony name.
I'm sure it says there was this female manager named Timothy. We all called her Tim. I that must be real, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, why would you say that? Uh-huh. Like, who would make up that? Uh-huh. We all called her Tim.
Why did Tim's parents do that?
You know, that I feel like that is a thing that happens in the South. Like, there's a reason a boy named Sue came from a guy who. I guess, you know,
I feel like males do better with female names than, maybe that's not fair. Actually, I do know some girls who have like guys' names, I guess.
Yeah, like Joe, you know, it's another.
Joe, yeah, that's fair. That's
I guess
fair.
It's more gender neutral.
I guess Timothy's kind of hard.
Timothy's pretty hard.
I think that one just hit me a little
harder. I'd go with Timberly, to be honest.
Timberly.
It's me, Timberly. Okay.
Oh, that's a very funny name.
Okay, we all called her Tim. She was a bitter old woman. Anyway.
No. Tim was bitter?
Oh, man, Tim, she was so mean.
Why are you so mad, Tim?
Anyways, she had told me to get on drive-thru food line by myself, which...
whatever, Tim.
If you've listened to other episodes of this podcast, you know the drive-thru can get fucking crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Rachel Mack podcast, she's talking about the one she worked at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And drive-thru... Depending on where you're working, they can be like, you got fucking 2 minutes before, you know, supposed to get your drinks out or whatever. So it can be pretty hardcore. Chase Bernstein, she was a real pro.
Yeah, she loved it.
But I had no training in this position. Classic Timberly. I've had no training in this position, and she knows this, but this woman was out to get me. Classic Timberly. So while I'm working on the drive-through food line, which gets 10 times more food tickets than the dine-in side, of course.
Yeah, naturally.
I'm falling behind. I just can't get the food out fast enough, and she's yelling at me. Motherfucker. I ended up messing up an order, and she stops everything to yell at me about it. Now, this is a classic, really awful, but very common managerial style.
Yeah.
Which is berate the only people who could help you get out of this situation.
Yeah.
And then she says, "What's wrong with you? The order's on the screen. Can't you read?" To which I say, "Actually, I'm in special ed class," which is true. Oh, shit.
Well, that's a weird twist.
Oh, man. I can't read fast, especially if I'm stressed. She goes and yells out. In front of my crew members and customers. "Oh, so you're in special ed classes. You can't read. You're so slow, huh?" All right. Way to dump. Now, that is the number of times...
Who hired you, huh? A woman named Tim?
Who's responsible for your training? Some asswipe named Tim? Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Timberly. This person needs to respond to this asshole post because this is a real asshole who doubles down on your own stupidity.
Yeah.
That's an important trait. And I was so pissed, but I finished my shift and... the other manager that was really cool to me found out and told the general manager, and he had her apologize to me. All right. Working your way around there, Philip.
See, who's really tough, Tim?
Yeah, who's tough, Tim? She said, "I'm sorry that you misunderstood what I said."
Fuck you, Tim.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you, Tim.
Seriously. That is such classic unaccountable bullshit.
Just deflection.
Just like, well, I'm sorry you misunderstood it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, we were talking a little bit about this in comedy. The sort of like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Yeah, you know what I mean? Thing. Uh-huh. And it's like, bro, don't bother saying sorry.
Yeah. Why'd you even...
I don't know. If you're so fucking right, why are we having an argument about it?
Yeah.
If you're so right, why are you standing here forced to apologize? Obviously, your manager was like, hey, man, this person is legitimately in a special ed class.
Uh-huh.
And you can't just fucking yell at him all the time.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, that's not how things go fast. If you stop, I'm gesturing wildly right now.
Uh-huh.
If you stop the line in order to yell at someone, you have just gotten us further behind from the actual goal, which is to get food out of the restaurant.
Yeah, it's like, by the way, Timberly in this moment was not yelling at Philip while holding like orders. I guarantee you she wasn't working. She wasn't doing, it's not like she was mopping up a mess while she was saying something.
Nope.
Just going from station to station, just picking up a little fry here or there and just yelling at everyone.
Correct.
And just making
only.
It worse.
Yes. And then the text ends with, I ended up working at this McDonald's for a year and a half before I moved away.
Wow. You couldn't just quit? It's like,
I mean,
before I started a new life.
Oh, you mean like the combination of moving away?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I got to get out of here. And just
could have moved to another town.
Apartments all boarded up.
Yeah, the whole town just shut down. Well, it could have just been that. It could have just been there's not that many other like places to work. You know what I mean? Sometimes like McDonald's is like one of the only places to work in a place.
I do a bit right now that I don't want to burn about McDonald's,
for sure.
but just the employees there. But it's at the end of the day. It's truly a job. It's one of those jobs, one of the many customer service jobs where it's just like you work so hard and no one gives a fuck about you.
No one gives a flying fuck about you.
It's just, and it's like this job.
And you're
like,
also used all the time as a talking point.
Uh-huh.
Your job specifically, quote unquote, flipping burgers.
Yeah.
Or like fast food, you're like, oh, you're just gonna be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have the joke job, that, like when they're talking about someone's like fall from society.
Yes,
they probably get a job working at McDonald's, like something, or just fuck, you know, like
absolutely.
It's one of those things that everyone goes to McDonald's. Like
everyone goes to McDonald's. Everyone, fucking Kim Kardashian, for sure. Does she go into McDonald's?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably gets it delivered.
Yeah.
But she's eating McDonald's, man.
Yeah. No one's turning down those fries.
Uh-uh.
It's just,
Nope. Those fries are so good.
And it's like an environment, too, that, like, I think I'm told the story. I don't know if I did. When I worked at the movies as a kid, and I had a supervisor there who, like, he wasn't a supervisor of the ushers. I was an usher, and we all had to wear black slacks and like white button up and a tie, right? And
classic movie theater.
And he one day just wore tan slacks and a red tie.
Oh yeah.
And then just told everyone he was the head usher. And everyone,
dude, that's such a fucking power move, though.
Yeah, but it fucking like worked, like. People would just then listen to him.
Yes.
But it's just like the thing that it made him feel like he was that important. And when I go into McDonald's, I often see the difference between like the gray t-shirt employees and their one maroon shirt or dark blue shirt supervisor.
Yeah, pacing behind
the line. Yeah, and just like, oh, God. I feel for you, Philip. I'm sorry,
dude,
this happened to you.
That sucks.
Dude, fucking Timothy sucks, dude.
She's old and sad.
Uh-huh.
You know, she could be old and nice. But she's not.
No.
She's old and mean.
I just, ugh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I like it's one of those things where, you know what, working at McDonald's, that's a job.
For sure.
It's fucking counts, man. You work hard, you get paid, you do your thing.
Yep.
But stuff like this is why it's awful.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like.
It really is. And it's awful because literally everybody who isn't you're the bottom rung of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks they're above you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
you interact with all fucking day and your managers, they all think they're better than you.
Yeah.
For nothing. And also, to be fair, a great many places can be major fucking shit shows.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I've talked to a ton of people who worked at McDonald's, like, oh yeah, we just did drugs like all day.
Yeah.
You know, like, and for sure that can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of weird shit that's gonna happen at McDonald's
for sure. But like, don't fucking back. Like, okay, even that example. I'm gonna check myself here. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, we did like ketamine all day at McDonald's. Uh-huh. Like, I've talked to a motherfucker who was talking about that.
People,
are Wall Street like day traders.
Yeah.
That are doing drugs all fucking day.
Yeah.
To do their job.
100%.
There are
that's a great
people
point.
In fine dining restaurants who are you know, chef de cuisine or whatever. They're fucking snorting Adderall. All you know what I mean? Like, so you're no different, and yet everybody thinks you fucking suck.
Everyone thinks you suck.
And that you're not even going to get the goddamn order right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't.
Yeah.
But if something happens to me at a Wendy's, you know, and they're like, oh, like I asked for a cheese and they just didn't give it to me. It's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat my fucking trash burger now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Yeah.
I didn't get cheese. Or like, oh, I asked for no onions, which like I don't ask for no onions. Mm-hmm. And if you ask for no onions, you're kind of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked for no onions. They gave me onions. Pick the motherfucking onions off.
Yeah.
I paid $1 for this junior bacon cheeseburger. The fuck do you expect? That's the thing I hate. I mean, mm-hmm. I also, all these fucking boomers and shit. Just like, you know, it used to be a respectable, like, well, it used to be a respectable establishment when they served real beef, too, dude. They don't do that anymore. Okay? That coffee used to be 15 cents. Now it's $1.15.
This food here is mostly wax. What do you want?
Get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
Anyways.
Fuck that place.
Yeah, fuck that place.
Thanks for writing in, Philip.
Thank you so much, Philip.
Really appreciate that. And if you want to do it, 570 Bad Jobs. Doesn't have to be a whole story. It could be like, seriously, it could be something as simple as, I had to show up for my shift today, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
We'll read it.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
All right, great.
Well, give us more than that. I want a little more than that.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Yeah. But, you know, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be, your story. What I'm saying is, if you're thinking, oh, this is a good story, like, fine. But if you're like, maybe this is a good story, that's okay, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Don't feel like you have to, we'll do the riffing.
Oh, boy. We'll do the riffing.
So just let us know what happened.
Anyway, so thanks again, Philip. We appreciate it. And fuck this place.
Fuck this place. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Did you like the episode? What did you think? You can text us, 470-BAD-JOBS. Just be like, honestly, this episode sucked. It was the worst one. I hope you're having a good day. Maybe you're working today, or maybe you have today off. That's possible. And you're just enjoying this from the comfort of your own living quarters or wherever. So I hope that's going good. Otherwise, okay, that's it. Bye for now.
Fuck this place.